Romans chapter 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Likewise, we know not what we should pray as we ought. The New Living Translation, NLT says, in that same Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. We don't know how to pray. Paul, the writer of this letter to the church in Rome, he made it very clear that we who are believers, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. No matter how fervent you think you are in prayers, you still do not know how to pray as you ought to pray. Say, for example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. You may be praying in understanding, and you pray for 5 hours. And what you're praying for, you've interceded for your nation, you prayed for your family, prayed for your friends, pray for your loved ones, pray for everything. Even if you pray for 24 hours, there is still a prayer point you will miss that you are supposed to pray. So Paul the Apostle is making it known to us here that likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. It is an infirmity in man. It is a weakness in man. That the man does not even know all his needs. As you are here, you don't know all your needs. The ones you know, they are finite. They are limited. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. What about you took that the whole day, 24 hours to pray? And you are praying and praying and praying. But you never knew, like as our brother shared a testimony here, that his brother was involved in an accident. You never knew that there should be a prayer point for, oh Lord, preserve this, my brother, not just my brothers, but this particular one from the accident he's about to have. How will you know? Because we have our weakness. It is God that is entirely omniscient, meaning that He knows all things. Satan is not omniscient, please. Satan does not know what is in your mind, I tell you. He can only guess. It's only God that is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Omniscience means all knowing. It's God that knows everything. God even knows the next plan of Satan. It's only God that is omnipotent, meaning that He is all powerful. powerful. Every power belongs to him. Jesus said all power has been given to him. It's only God that is omnipresent. I hope you know the devil, Satan cannot be in two places at the same time. It's not possible. He can only replicate himself in demons. When I mean, he can delegate demons to go to different places. But Satan cannot be in two places at the same time. He's not omnipresent. But God himself can be everywhere. You can feel the presence of an evil spirit. Does not mean that is Satan himself. Are you getting me? It's only God himself that is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. So in that aspect of omniscience, it is something we don't have. They called me on Saturday. They told me that a particular boy that used to live in my streets, before I left my family house in Port Harcourt, I saw how the boy was going. Started putting on earrings. Started walking like a gangster. Started living rough, smoking. He called me on Saturday. Said on 14th of February this year, just a few days ago, somebody shot him in a bar where he was drinking. Shot him 6 bullets and he died. My heart became weary. I said, Lord, I wish I saw this thing coming. I wish I knew that this boy was not going to live this long. I would have taken it more serious to meet him and make sure that he repents by force. It's because I'm not omniscient. I don't know tomorrow. You don't know tomorrow. No one knows. A prophet may receive the gift of the word of knowledge. There are many things that will still happen in his house that he will not expect it. Unexpected. Even the ones that are most accurate, many things take them unaware because they don't know all things. Paul is saying to the church that we know not what to pray as we ought. We know not what to pray as we ought. Because our knowledge is limited. Knowledge is limited. No man has accidents and prepared for it. It just comes. So, in the place of prayer, how would the man have known that accident is coming? There are some cases that the Lord will just bring revelations, trances, visions, and show you what is to come. But you may not see the full picture, how it will happen exactly. But you just have an idea. But yet, you are still limited. Paul now is saying there is a solution. He said the spirit. If you see the spirit there, the S starts with a capital letter. That's the Holy Spirit. Helpeth our infirmities. The New Living Translation calls it our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray with groanings that cannot be expressed in words, in human words. We're talking about praying in the Spirit this morning. Praying in the Spirit. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. When you are praying in the Spirit, when you are praying in tongues, it is the Spirit in you praying. When you are praying in understanding, you are praying in your own language. You see that you are limited. Before you bring out the words, you will first craft them in your mind. It comes from the realm of the soul before it can attend to the spirit. It comes from the mind. You begin to put your English in order as you're praying this and that. But when you're praying in the spirit, the Bible said it is the spirit that takes over. Because you, if you're praying in understanding, you may be limited. But when you're praying in the spirit, it's the spirit that helps your infirmities, your weakness. We are going to look into many scriptures today. Can we see the book of Corinthians? Our major text is this Romans 8:26. We're still going to come back, but let's go to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 14, verse 2. Paul is writing and he says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men." Huh? When you are praying in tongues, you are not speaking to men, but unto God. For no man can understand what you are saying, howbeit in the spirit you are speaking mysteries. You are speaking a strange language that flesh and blood cannot understand. Praying in the spirit. This morning the Lord put this message in my heart, because there are many people that have the gift of tongues, but even when they are praying in tongues, they are not encouraged. They think they are just blabby. The Lord brought it. The Lord is bringing this utterance as a comforter for those who are weak in praying in the spirit, or those who might lack the knowledge of it. Paul is saying, if you are speaking in an unknown tongue, you are speaking unto God, not unto man. Albeit in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries. How many of us know what mysteries mean? When we say mystery, something that is unidentified, that cannot be decoded, that is beyond understanding. Even in the spirit, the Bible said, albeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. The things of the spirit are mysteries. Not to talk of you being in the spirit and uttering mysteries, yet in the spirit. Even spirits cannot understand what you are uttering. Daniel prayed and prayed and prayed, and God heard. But as the prayer was going, there is the second heaven, which is standing before man, and where God dwells in the third heaven. As the incense of the prayer was rising, the Prince of Persia had his prayer point, understood what prayer, what Daniel really wants. Daniel was interceding for Israel, for his people, the Jews, while they were in captivity. So while the angel was bringing down that prayer request, the answer, the Prince of Persia held that angel and there was combat. But the dimension of prayer we are talking about is the one that you are praying, and the princes of territories, whether it is the Prince of America, Prince of Africa, Prince of Abuja, those territorial powers, princes of darkness that are stationed, they are not even understanding what you are saying. That's what Paul is trying to say here. Howbeit in the spirit you speak what? Mysteries. Fallen angels don't understand what you are saying. Demons don't understand what you are saying. Principalities, about they don't understand. That is the man praying in an unknown tongue. In the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Even Satan cannot understand what that man is saying. He can only try to be guessing. Guessing, but he's not getting. What is this man really requesting? As I Paul said, the spirit helpeth our infirmities with groanings that cannot be uttered. When you're praying tongues, praying in the tongues of the spirit, you are speaking directly to God. You are speaking directly to God. Imagine a man spending hours in tongues. The devil will be confused. He does not know what that man is asking. He's just dancing round about, because the scripture says, The man is speaking mysteries. No wonder Paul said, I will pray in understanding, I will pray in tongues. He said in this 1 Corinthians 14, if you read through 1 Corinthians 14, you understand the ministry of speaking in tongues. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. But in those days, while the church was just starting up, Paul preferred to pray more in tongues at home than in the church. Because when he's praying in tongues in the church, he will be like a barbarian. They wouldn't, you know, they can't understand. So they were like, what strange things is this man uttering? So he preferred to spend more time in prayers in tongues at home. In his letter, when you read it, does not mean that in the church you shouldn't spend time in tongues. But because the church was just set up in that early time, he wanted people to be discipled properly. Not now that we are getting understanding of the moves of the Spirit. In the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. 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 Our weakness is that we don't know what we need. We don't know what we need. We don't know what you need for tomorrow. We don't know what we need for tomorrow. Even before we came here as a church, I didn't even know we were going to come here. But we were just praying in the Spirit, and our heart was resonating these words, Lord, direct our paths. While we are praying in the Spirit, our heart was set on the path of direction that we wanted it from God before the Lord directed us. So when you are praying in the Spirit, you're speaking directly to God. And even the devil will not understand what you are saying. Look at verse 4 of this 1 Corinthians 14. It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Example, he that prophesied edified the church. The prophesying Paul is talking about is like an exhortation. Just like as I'm speaking now, God is using me to edify the church. But he said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. You wake up in the morning, you are weak to pray. There's no need, if you have received the baptism of the Spirit, there's no need for you to begin to muster word and all of that. You may just enter tongues. As you enter tongues, you roll for 5 minutes. You will see that inside of you, momentum and strength is gathering. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth. Some translations say strengthens himself. When you are feeling weak and you're praying in tongues, you are strengthening yourself. The yourself the scripture is talking about is your inner man, is the inward man. I believe this is a season the Lord wants us to spend time praying in the Spirit. To spend time praying in the Spirit. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're speaking to God, speaking mysteries that Satan does not even understand. He does not even understand your plan. He does not even understand your request. The prayer is going forth as a perfect oblation, as a perfect sacrifice to God. That is the perfect prayer. You are edifying and strengthening yourself. Look at verse 18 in this 1 Corinthians 14. He said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Paul was very sure of what he was saying. He said to the entire Corinthian church, to the entire believers in the church in Corinth, he said, I thank God, I speak in tongues more than you all. This was what Paul was saying. Corinthians was one of the cosmopolitan cities in Greece then. It was a thriving city, rich in culture and all of that. Paul said he spends more time in tongues than all of them. That should show that the apostle here, Paul, spent time in tongues. 20 verse 14, let me show you something. He said, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my what? My spirit. Son, it's not your brain praying. It's not your senses praying. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. It is the spirit that is praying. Why it is good that is the spirit that is praying is because God himself is a spirit. God himself is a spirit. So when we worship him, we must worship him by the spirit. When I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? Look at verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. Are you seeing what Paul is saying? He says he will pray in tongues. He will also pray in understanding. In the language that was driving them was Greek language. So Paul will both pray in spiritual tongues, still pray in Greek language to God. He said, I will sing with the spirit. He will sing in tongues, and he will also sing with the language they were known for, the Greek language, in understanding. So he does not take last in any of it. Pray in spirit, pray in understanding, sing in spirit, sing in understanding. Probably sometimes when we are singing in the spirit, some persons may not understand. And they don't need to understand because we're not singing unto man. We are singing unto who? God. And in the spirit, we are what? Singing mysteries. Mysteries. I heard a statement, someone said that a man that sings, that worships, has prayed twice. I've heard it different places. And I choose to believe it. And a man that worships has prayed twice. Then how about a man that worships in the spirit? Worships in spiritual language. That is the climax of it. Praying in the spirit. So the Lord would want us to take seriously the ministry of praying in the spirit. The Holy Spirit may quicken you, and as you begin to pray in tongues, the prayer you are praying, you may not even know that there is a robbery attack that may want to happen in the street before you. And that prayer now you are praying, you don't even know, but what you are echoing in the spirit is, Lord, avert this, avert this, avert this, arrest it. And before you know, that attack immediately wants to happen. Something happens and the people are caught, or it does not happen again. Is averted. If you are praying in the spirit, is even a minister of intercession. You don't know what you are saying, but in the spirit, you are praying to God and speaking mysteries. Someone in your family may be in a tight corner. Maybe the person was caught by a bad gang or something, and nobody knew. The person's phone was collected. And as you are praying in the spirit, you are saying, oh Lord, send your angels, set him free, set him free. That's what you're resonating in the spirit, but you did not know. And because of that prayer, God liberated the person. Many years ago, there was one day I came out, I was praying in the spirit, I was praying in tongues. I moved around midnight, I entered a particular bush, I was praying in tongues, praying. Then I came out, the bush was just a bushy way. Then I came out. When I came back to the house, somebody told me that he heard me in the night while I was praying. I was just saying, save our souls, save our souls, save our souls. Now, why was I saying that? I said, I was not saying anything. I was just praying in tongues. He said, no, he was hearing, save our souls, save our souls. I said, that's what we're hearing, you know. But I was praying in tongues. The man that spent time in tongues is, it's like, I don't know, you know, most of these witch doctors, before they want to do something, as they are doing incantation. They may be uttering some strange language, speaking to their gods, to their idols. The highest vibration of light in the spirit, in the place of prayer, to vibrate light, is a prayer in tongues. You don't even know what is happening in the spirit, because the spirit knows we have infirmities. We don't know what is ahead of us. Maybe there are some people that were to be killed in that place, and as I was praying in the spirit, and what I was saying was, save our souls, save their souls. And many people might have been saved, and me, I wouldn't even know. But that praying in the spirit, God has used it to liberate souls. That's a ministry we need to take seriously. Praying in the spirit. Jesus said something. There are two different kinds of tongues I found out in the Bible. If I get a higher revelation than this, I will be subjected to it. But for now, I learned something. Jesus said in Mark 16, let's look at this. In Mark 16, verse 17. Look at what Jesus said. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Huh? In my name, they shall do what? Cast out devils. And they shall speak with what? New tongues. In my name, they shall cast out devils. And they shall speak with new tongues. Those that believe. Are you seeing? These signs shall follow them. So if you're a believer and the power to cast out devils is not following you, you need to ask questions. If you're a believer and the gift of speaking in new tongues is not following you, you need to ask questions too. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Not these signs shall follow evangelists, not pastors, not bishops, not apostles, not any leader, but those that believe. As long as you have believed in him, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. If you cannot cast out devils, you ask God, Lord, why is this sign not following me? As long as you believe, that is to say, as long as you are a believer, this sign shall follow them that are believers. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Don't stay there and die empty and say, no, tongues is not for all men. Jesus says, this sign shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Unless you say you don't believe and you are an unbeliever ahead. But as long as you believe, you are a believer in Christ, this sign should follow you. There should not be a case that the devil will be manifesting around you and you are running away from the devil. The Bible says you should cast out devils, not devils casting you out. You cast out devils and you speak with new tongues. My emphasis here is that when I saw the word new tongues, I highlighted it. Then I found out there are two types of tongues. Go to Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. Let me show you this. Acts chapter 2. The Bible said in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. If you're using King James, you will understand me better. Some other translations may take us backward. But I think King James is older than all of them. So use King James. Look at verse 4. He said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with what? Other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They began to speak with what? Other tongues. What did Jesus say they would speak? New tongues. But here, they were speaking what? Other tongues. Now look at the difference. Jesus said, those that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils and speak with new tongues. Under the new tongues, there are other tongues and unknown tongues. There are two. Other tongues, unknown tongues. The disciples here, they were speaking with, in other tongues, men from different nations. Bergia, Pamphylia, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene, Rome. Different other tribes that were gathered in Jerusalem. They were hearing their language. They say, you are speaking in our language. This is our language. This is our language. These men are drunk with wine. But now the Bible said that they spoke with other tongues. This other tongues is different from unknown tongues. They were speaking in the tongues of other languages. Are we following? They were speaking in the tongues of other languages. Then there is still the other one. Look at 1 Corinthians 14, where we just read 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue. Are you seeing this one? Unknown. Are you seeing that? The first is, Jesus said they will speak in new tongues. In Acts of the Apostles, they spoke in other tongues. But now Paul said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, not in other tongues. Because you might be speaking in other tongues. As you're speaking here, somebody from Zimbabwe may hear you and say, ah, you're speaking my language. Somebody that is a Kenyan may say, ah, you're speaking our language. But you never knew. That is called other tongues. But Paul is saying here that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. This one is not the tongues of men. He said, but unto God. Unto God. For no man understandeth him. This one, no man can understand. It's not the tongue of any language. No language can be attributed to it. It's the tongue of the Spirit. He said, howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So Jesus said, they will speak in new tongues. Acts of the Apostles, they spoke in other tongues. God made them to speak in other tongues as a sign to other nations. As a sign. That's why they said the disciples were drunk with wine this early hour of the day. They said, no. And Peter began to preach to them. That was a sign God used to attract those men so that the gospel would be used. And 3,000 Jews were won that day because of that sign. Now, Paul is saying, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. Habit in the Spirit speaketh mysteries. The Lord wants us this season to spend more time praying in the Spirit. That's one of the ways we can use to keep the enemy back. To keep the enemy back from understanding the moves of God. From understanding the intent of our hearts. There are many blessedness of praying in tongues. It comes with so much blessedness. There is access to divine revelation. You spend more time praying in tongues, you have access to divine revelation. The greatest of this blessedness of praying in tongues I saw is ascension. You may be praying in understanding, and before you connect, it may take some time. But when you're praying in tongues, just in few minutes, you've connected. Easy ascension. You find yourself before the throne of grace. You feel the presence of Shekinah. There are many blessedness. Access to divine revelation. Divine revelation. You might be praying in tongues as you're praying and praying and praying. The course of the God begins to give you trances. Visions of what is to come. Divine wisdom is cutting on that platform. You begin to receive divine direction. Access to revelations, wisdom, divine direction. Access to supernatural power of God. Access to the supernatural power. When you're praying in tongues, as you spend more time there, you find out that the power of God becomes more and more tangible. More and more tangible in that place. The power of God becomes more and more tangible in that place. As you're praying in tongues, you are searching the mind of God. Immediately you start the prayer, before you know, there is a dimension of opening your mind will attain to. You begin to search the mind of God. As you are praying in the Spirit, you become more spiritually alert and strengthened in your inner man. Jude said, building your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 20. Building your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. If you want to build your faith, spend time praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 20. Beloved, building your most holy faith to be built. Paul said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. He's servicing himself.
You are weak to pray. No need to rush. Calm down. Just begin to mutter tongues. Mutter tongues. As you are muttering, as 5 minutes is crossing, 6, 7 minutes, you begin to gather momentum, strength in your inside. You begin to experience strength in your inner man, growth in your inner man. Spending time in tongues grows your inner man, because your inner man is more connected to God, because that's the prayer of the spirit, and God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Praying in the spirit elevates the spirit man above the flesh. Above the flesh. If you're praying in understanding and you have stamina for prayer, you're praying in understanding, that time you take to pray 2 hours. If it is in tongues, you can go for 6 hours. Because you are not trying to gather words in your... You're just flowing and flowing and flowing. You find yourself lasting more in the presence of God. It elevates the spirit man above the flesh. Spirit man is risen above the flesh. You will not be looking for, oh, when will this prayer end? When will this prayer end? You're looking at your watch. There are dimensions you enter in tongues. As you enter, the spirit takes you. It's no longer you. Just like an eagle is flying, it gets to a place that it no longer flies. It begins to soar. And it's moving on the wings of the wind. It's the wind that is carrying it. It's no more flapping the wing. It's just going like this. Soar. You get to a point as you're praying in tongues that you begin to soar. That is in the strength of the spirit. In the strength of the spirit. You don't even find yourself desiring to stop. Spending time to pray in the spirit is a secret to divine power. Is a secret to divine power. I find that most people that walked in the power of God, they spend time praying in the spirit. And the Lord is using it to challenge me. He's using it to challenge you. Using it to challenge all of us. All of us. All of us. The prayer behind the veil is the prayer in the spirit, in tongues. I told us last time, there is an outer court, there is an inner court, there is a holiest. The holiest is where the spirit dwells, is where God dwells. That's behind the veil, where God dwells. When you are praying in tongues, you are praying in the spirit, and that is where God dwells. You are not struggling. It takes us closer to God's dwelling place. It keeps us on the offensive battle position. You are praying in the spirit. You never prepared for it. Probably in the midnight, there is someone doing enchantment against you and calling your name. And you are praying in the spirit. The only thing coming out of your mouth is Mayeke, ya Mayeke. As you are saying it, what you are uttering in the spirit might be, Lord, send down fire. Send down fire. Send down fire. And that person in that place will be encountering fire. But if you are praying in understanding, how will you know that someone was doing enchantment against you at that very hour? You are limited. That's why the spirit helps our infirmities and gave us that gift of tongues. It keeps us on the offensive battle position, that before the enemy strikes, you are even striking. You are ahead of your enemy praying in the spirit. It keeps us on the offensive battle position. Praying in the spirit quickens our prayer life. It quickens our prayer life. When we spend more time in the spirit, it quickens our prayer life. It is declaring victory before the battle. Praying in the spirit. You are before the enemy sends the battle, you are declaring victory. Say, he that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. As you are praying in the spirit, you are declaring victory ahead, even before the battle. Praying in the spirit is a direct communication link with God. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. You are praying to God. Praying directly to God. Praying in the spirit is a harbinger of light. Light will flood round about you. And where the light dwells, darkness cannot comprehend. He said the light will shine in the dark, and darkness cannot withstand the light. That is what the word of the Lord said. When you're praying in the spirit, you're praying under open heavens. You're praying under open heavens. You're praying under open heavens. It's the easiest way of being spirit filled when you've been dry. You're feeling dryness and you want to feel the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit. in a short time you will begin to feel the flow of the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, you are drinking from the river of life. Drinking from the river of life. It is an easy access to divine healing, to divine wellness, to divine rejuvenation, to divine restoration. You are praying in the Spirit, you are drinking from the wells of life directly. That is why we should not joke with it. Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit, I will also pray in understanding. I will sing in the Spirit, I will sing in understanding. It's a perfect prayer. It is coming into agreement with God. You are coming into agreement with the will of God. You cannot pray in tongues and pray outside the will of God. You might be praying now in understanding and say, oh Lord God, I need this gift. I need this gift. And the gift you say you need probably is the gift of a car or a particular job. I need this gift. I need this gift. And you are praying in understanding, and God's will is not that gift. God's will is something greater. And every day you are spending time, Lord, I need this gift. Lord, I need this gift. A month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 1 year, you are still praying, Lord, I need this gift. And God's will for you is a greater gift. How will you know? But when you're praying in the Spirit, it's a perfect prayer. What you'll be echoing and resonating in the Spirit is that, Lord, where is that greater gift you want to give to me? Where is that greater gift? Are we following? Where is that greater gift? You're praying the perfect prayer. Because it's not your mind. Your mind is finite. Your mind is limited. But when you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying limitlessly. The limitless prayer that is in the will of God. He said we are filled with weakness, filled with infirmities. There is something you might be asking God for that is going to destroy you. You're asking God every day, and God is saying, this thing will destroy my child, this thing God do not want to give you, and you are asking every day. But when you are now praying in the Spirit, that language is that you now, you don't know how to pray. It's not the Holy Spirit that is helping you, bringing out those flow, those utterances, and saying, Father, look at this. This is not what he needs. Look at what he needs. Look at what... It brings quicker answers to prayers. So that you will not pray outside the will of God. I'm not saying you shouldn't pray in understanding again. No. When you know the will of God, you pray in understanding. But most things are such, you pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. We need to spend time praying in the Spirit in this season of life. And the Lord will help us. For us praying in the Spirit, we must make sure we are also in the Spirit. We must make sure we are also in the Spirit. That we are also in the Spirit. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. You must make sure you're also walking with the Spirit. With the Holy Spirit. You must make sure you have united yourself with the Holy Spirit. You cannot be saying you are praying in tongues and yet you are living in immorality and you are continuing in tongues, living in immorality, this and that. The devil will snatch those tongues and those tongues will amount to nothing in the Spirit. But when you have the Holy Spirit in you, as you are praying in tongues, that is the Spirit prayer. That's the Spirit prayer. That's the will of God for us. That's the will of God. That's what God wants us to spend time in this season. In this season. And while we are praying in tongues, there are some dimensions of it. There are some dimensions of it. You might need the help of God in something. You say, oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Rima kashante limahuria. Oh Lord, help me. Mayeke, mayeke. Oh Lord, help me. As you are echoing that, oh Lord, help me. Entering tongues, coming in understanding, entering tongues, coming, that is giving it a perfect blending. Another request again, as you make that request, you continue in tongues. That will bring the perfectness of it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. This season we have to spend time praying in the Spirit. Let's rise up on our feet. Ask God to quicken us this season to spend more time praying in the Spirit. Ask God to quicken you this season. To spend more time praying in the Spirit. Oh Lord, quicken us that we may call upon you. Say, Lord, quicken me this season so that I may call upon you. Quicken me, oh Lord. I am weak. The spirit knows my weakness. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how and what to pray. I don't know how and what to pray. I don't know how and what to pray. Holy Spirit, help my weakness. Holy Spirit, help my weakness. Holy Spirit, help my weakness. Paul said, I was praying in the spirit. I will pray in understanding. I will sing in the spirit and sing in understanding. Somebody call upon God to quicken you in your inner man. Quicken us with strength in our inner man, O God. Quicken us, O Lord, that we may call upon thee, so shall we not turn our back from thee. Quicken us and we shall call upon thee. Can somebody ask us to renew his tongues? Some of us have our tongues, it's like an old one. We need a new one. Lord, renew my tongues. Renew my tongues. Or maybe you've not received the gift of tongues. Ask the Lord, give me the gift of tongues. Renew the tongues of my heroes. Renew their tongues. Oh, as many as are waiting for the baptism of the Spirit, baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I am the
I will pray in spirit. I will pray in understanding now. Oh, somebody cry and say, Lord, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Baptism of fire. Baptism of fire. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me with fire.
Somebody say, Lord, give me a new tongue, a new tongue, a new tongue, a tongue of fire, a tongue of fire, 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 fire. Give me the tongue of fire. Oh Lord, open my tongue. Open my tongue. Where my tongue is sold. Open up my tongue. And let it walk, and 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 walk, and
begin to receive the gift of a new tongue. Receive the gift of a new tongue. Receive the gift of a new tongue. The tongue of the Lord and the tongue of fire. Amen, 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 amen. 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 Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me with fire. Open my tongue. Give me the tongue of fire. Lift up your voice and sing the Lord. But in this season we are going to collect the tongue of fire. Our tongue has been dried for so long. Oh Lord, give me the tongue of fire.
In Jesus' mighty name. Father, fill us up with the song. Give us a new tongue. The tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. Can you touch that tongue of yours? Say, Lord, touch my tongue.
Touch my tongue. Touch my tongue.
Touch my tongue.
Touch my tongue.
Touch my tongue
with a coal of fire. As you did to Isaiah when he encountered you. Oh Lord, my Father, touch my tongue with a coal of fire. Touch my tongue to fire that I may utter fire. That I may utter fire. For your ministers are flames of fire. Give me the tongue 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 of fire. The tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. Coat my tongue with 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 fire. My tongue, my tongue. Be coated with fire. 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 Fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire. Put my tongue with fire. Ashanta da 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 da. You are receiving the tongue of fire. Somebody is receiving the tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. Tongue of fire. Tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. The tongue of fire. The tongue of living fire.
I speak the tongues of fire. I utter the utterances of fire.
His servant Apostle Christian Woke has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234 8080 620037. Come to God's army global. Here the fullness of God awaits you.